Greetings, everyone. Welcome to our latest technology podcast series. I am Srijit, and I am excited to be here with you all. I am honored to be your guide on this journey as we delve into the incredible world of AI and ML. In this very exciting episode, Revolutionizing Healthcare, Unleashing AI and ML's Transformative Power, we will explore how these technologies are transforming various industries and reshaping the way they operate. It is with great pleasure we welcome Mahesh Chahare, an AIML expert with a wealth of knowledge and extensive experience. Without further ado, let's delve into his invaluable insights. Mahesh, before we start with our questions, could you give our audience a brief overview of your background and your journey into the world of ML and business intelligence, please?
Thank you, Srijit, for introducing me. Hello everyone, I am Mahesh Chahare and I am absolutely thrilled to be here today to share a glimpse of my journey and experiences in the exciting convergence of technology, data and healthcare. So my journey began with a fascination for wearable health devices, those remarkable gadgets that allow us to monitor our well-being in a better way. So these devices aren't just gadgets, they are the gateway to a healthier and more informed future. So in this journey, I have been fortunate to work on projects that span the entire life cycle of data, which starts from data migration, where every bit finds its perfect place, to the art of data sharing that unlocks collaboration between the organizations. And I have been on the front lines to drive decision-making and innovation. Another aspect of my journey is machine learning, the driving force behind much of our modern technological progress. It has been a strong companion throughout my journey, from crafting algorithms that make sense of complex medical data to uncovering patterns that redefine patient care. And ML has been the key to unlocking insights that were once hidden in the vast sea of information. So whether you are a healthcare professional seeking insights or someone eager to explore the boundless opportunities at the crossroads of data and health, I hope our conversation today resonates with you.
Thank you, Mahesh, for the fantastic introduction. Your expertise at the intersection of the data and health, it's truly remarkable. Mahesh, my first question to you is, in what ways do you think AI and ML can use this vast amount of data to bring about a significant transformation in the healthcare industry?
So, AI and ML algorithms have shown incredible promises in analyzing, interpreting, and deriving meaningful insights from massive data sets. Whether it is an individual data or it is of a data which belongs to a demographic group. So AI plays an important role in decision making or getting a data insights from the huge amount of data. So the foremost the important point which AI helps in early decision detection and diagnosis, that AI-driven algorithms can sift through vast patient data to identify subtle patterns that might go unnoticed by human physicians. Because AI will recognize each and every pattern present inside the individual's data. So based on the data which that AI or ML model has been trained on, based on that, AI can detect the diseases at a very early stages. So diagnosis will be important, or we can say the early diagnosis can be possible because of the use of AI and ML. And along with that, the personalized treatment plan can also be provided to the patients based on the data, based on its history of the data, that how the patient's sensors or the pointers which physicians or the doctors may know, these are the data points, or these are the patterns which we register with the help of different sensors or the healthcare devices. So based on that patterns, physicians can give them the personalized treatment plan, so that based on the data itself, the treatment will be given to that specific patients. And another aspect is like drug discovery and development. So based on the chemical molecular interactions between the chemical compounds and different clinical trials, which consumes time and also at the same time, which are more expensive. So using AI and ML accelerates the identification of potential drug candidates and their effects. After that, we can also say that huge amount of data refers to different formats of having the data in a structured or unstructured format. So what I mean by structured data, it is like having a data in a tabular form. So many of our blood reports or the data which can be present in the form of tables, it is we called as a structured data. But the images such as X-rays, MRIs, and CT scans are the medical imaging. So which requires a huge storage to store that data, and along with that, we need to process all those things. So using the AI and ML models, we can process all these images and provide a user-specific or a patient-specific treatment to the different aspect of a demographic persons based on their data and the patterns which they follow.
That's indeed an impressive range of possibilities for the AI and ML in healthcare. So in summary, AI and ML are poised to transform healthcare by improving early detection, personalizing treatment, accelerating the drug development, enhancing predictive analytics, and revolutionizing medical imaging interpretations. These advancements have the potential to not only save lives, but also make healthcare more efficient and accessible to all. Now let's delve a bit deeper into the role of data to this transformation. We are well aware of the pivotal role that data plays in the world of AI and ML, especially in healthcare. It's quite fascinating to know that the healthcare industry generates an enormous amount of data every second. It currently accounts for around 30% of the world's data volume. And experts predict that by 2025, the data growth in healthcare could rise by 36%, which is higher than any other industry. Meaning in healthcare, the volume of data can be massive. So my next question revolves around this, Mahesh. Given that the healthcare industry is currently responsible for generating huge data, my next question to you is, what challenges did you face while dealing with large data volumes, and how do you think it affects the industry as a whole?
So yes, as I already mentioned, that the reports or the data which is of a particular patient are in a different format. So data storage and its infrastructure is a huge or a big challenge for any industry to have. The sheer size of healthcare data requires substantial storage and robust infrastructure to ensure data availability and accessibility. But the impact it has in the healthcare organization must invest heavily in the data storage solutions, which can strain budgets. So the investment is essential to maintain data integrity and facilitate efficient data retrieval for patient care and research. So the important aspect of it is like having a good amount or a huge data storage. And based on this point, another aspect which is more crucial than this is a data security and privacy. As we know, large data set contains sensitive patient information, increase the risk of data breaches and unauthorized access. Because as we know that these data are very much sensitive to any patients, and we can't use it on the data breaches, we can't afford that kind of. So the potential compromise of patient data threatens patient privacy can lead to a legal or reputational consequences for healthcare organizations. So that's why the strict data security measures are crucial to maintaining patient trust. So once the patient trust on all these processes, then they can have a faith in that AI and ML can help them in maintaining their health in a better way. So another thing is like data integration and interoperability. So the challenge here is, as we have the data in different formats, each data has its own user story. That some data might give you the data insights in a specific health domain. For example, your daily movement, your daily steps, how many steps you have been taken, how many breaths you have been taken, what is your history of heartbeats. So these are all related to the different aspects of your body or different data which is getting generated out of your body. So making sense of all this data interoperability is a complex. So lack of interoperability hinders seamless information sharing among healthcare providers. So we need to fragment patient care based on this. So achieving data standardization is a vital goal to ensure comprehensive patient insights, so that every aspect of the body or the data generated by the body should be conclusive. So that if one set of data is saying something, another set of data is something. So we need to conclude on the basis of these two data or many aspects of the data. So that is the one thing which we need to take in care. And along with that, as the data is huge, the data quality and accuracy must not be compromised. So the vast amount of data can include errors, inconsistencies, and duplicate entries. As these data are not managed by some professionals or some who are experts in handling these things, so we can expect these kinds of inconsistencies. But relying on inaccurate or low quality data can lead to incorrect diagnosis. So we need to fix this in a very first step. So that is how we can provide the initial steps before feeding that data to the system. We need to clean that, we need to process that, so that our ML model or the complete AI system should be given us the accurate results. So ensuring data accuracy through data cleansing and validation processes is essential. And based on this huge data, we also required a computational power and processing speeds. So analyzing large data set in a timely manner requires a significant computational power. Without that, without sufficient computing resources, processing times can become impractical. And these delays, critical insights such as disease trends, patient risk assessment, and treatment recommendations will be impacted. So this is another aspect of having a huge amount of data. And as the data is huge, so algorithm bias and interpretability is also been a challenge. So AI and ML models trained on large data sets might inadvertently learn biases present in the data, because it impacts the algorithmic bias, which can lead to disparities in healthcare outcomes, as model may not equally perform across different demographic groups. Ensuring fairness and interpretability in AI models is crucial for equitable healthcare delivery. Saying this, these are related to the data and its processing power. Another aspect of it is like regulatory and ethical consideration. The challenge in this sector is like healthcare sector is subject to stringent regulations to protect patient data. As I already said that these data needs to get protected and ensure ethical use of the technology. Based on these things, the impact which we create can lead to legal penalties and loss of public trust. Along with that, resource allocation and training, as these things are having a huge data, or managing and utilizing large data set requires skilled personnel and ongoing training. And shortage of professionals with expertise in both healthcare and data science can hinder the industry's ability to fully leverage its data potential. So investing in training programs is essential to address this gap. So it helps in maintaining large data sets, cleaning it accordingly, and having the consent of patients to use their data and processing it, and providing a precise health treatment to a patient.
Mahesh, as you shared with us about your experience in working in wearable technologies in healthcare, what role do you see mobile phones, wearable technology, and sensors playing in the future of AI-ML-driven healthcare? What potential impact might this have on patient care and outcomes?
So the first thing which I see in most of these healthcare devices or the mobile phones is the health behavior insights. So mobile apps and wearable devices can collect data on patients' activity levels, such as sleep patterns and dietary habits. And it can process this data to provide insights into patients' overall health behavior, allowing them to make informed decisions about lifestyle changes. As in the modern period, we are not following the healthy habits. We are eating anything. We are not following the posture which we want, which we need to stay while working, or not having the proper exercise. So these mobile apps or wearable devices are continuously giving us the feedback that this is your amount of sleep pattern, or this is your movement data. So that resonates with the people's mind that, okay, we need to move, or we need to take care of our bodies. And another aspect of these are like emergency alerts and responses. So wearable devices equipped with abnormal activities recognition can automatically send alerts to caregivers. One of the recent story where a woman gets an alert of its heartbeat, or what we can say, the anomaly detection at in the pattern of the heartbeats of that particular woman. So while she was in sleep, so that smartwatch triggers the alarm or vibrates in a very harsh way because the heartbeat went up by twice the value of the normal for that particular woman. So that kind of alerts or emergency alerts and responses can save anyone's life. So that is one of the major impact which these healthcare devices are playing important role. And along with that, the chronic disease management, which requires a continuous monitoring, which is provided by wearable devices. And AI can analyze data trends to detect deviations from normal health pattern, which allows healthcare providers to adjust treatment plans and help patients manage their condition more effectively. And based on these things, it improved patient engagement. So healthcare devices can empower patients to take an active role in their health by providing them with real-time data about their conditions. This encourages better self-care and healthier lifestyle choices. And as I said, the story of that woman, the emergency responses is another aspect of these devices. So devices like medical alert systems and wearable emergency buttons provide individuals with a way to quickly summon help in case of medical emergency. And based on all these points, we can still get the personalized treatment plans, as these devices, the wearable devices or the sensors which provide a wealth of real-time data, allowing AI to treat or to create highly personalized treatment plans. So these plans can consider not only based on the medical history, but also immediate health data, lifestyle factors, and even environmental influences. So this tailored approach enhances treatment effectiveness and patient adherence. And of course, with great power comes great responsibility. While the potential of AI and ML in healthcare is immense, we must also address important ethical considerations. Issues such as data privacy, algorithm bias, and the role of human oversight require careful attention to ensure that these technologies are deployed in a fair, transparent, and secure manner.
Mahesh, the concept of super intelligent AI raises questions about control and safety. As the healthcare industry deals with data, so what precautions and ethical considerations should be taken into account when dealing with AI systems?
So the first and the foremost is the important aspect in this is informed consent. Patients should be informed when AI is involved in their case, and their consent should be obtained. And they should have the right to opt out of AI-based treatments if they prefer human-only decisions. That means only the physicians or a doctor needs to be treated or should be treated that particular patient. So based on these things, we should have the first and foremost informed consent of the patient, from the patients. And next aspect of it is data privacy and security. So strict measures must be in place to protect patient data privacy and prevent unauthorized access. So AI system should adhere to data protection regulations and employ robust encryption and access controls to safeguard sensitive information. So as we know that these are the patient health information, so these are very much sensitive to it, and we must follow the regulations while training the AI models or machine learning models while creating such kind of systems or based on these AI systems. And another thing which is important in any organization, that is ethical review boards. So organizations should establish ethics review boards that oversee the development, deployment, and use of AI in healthcare. So these boards can ensure that AI applications align with ethical standards and patient welfare. So these kind of things will make a trust of people or will create a trust of people on AI-based decisions or AI-based healthcare systems. And another thing is like regulatory compliances. So any organization should follow these compliances. And system in this healthcare should adhere to existing medical regulations and standards. And these regulatory bodies should develop guidelines specific to AI in healthcare to ensure patient safety. So these compliances will also be helpful in maintaining the or in securing the data of patients in a more secured way or the standards which we need to follow to have or to gain the trust of people on the AI-based systems.
Thank you, Mahesh, for sharing your valuable insights. This conversation highlights the transformative power of AI and ML in healthcare. We are entering a new era where these technologies enhance patient care, clinical decisions, and healthcare efficiency worldwide. Let's remember they are tools for innovation alongside the irreplaceable human touch. Stay curious and stay tuned for more tech and innovation topics.